fortress of free enterprise and free minds. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Google gets another punch in the nose from the EU. This time, the tech giant is fined $1.7 billion for blocking competition and customers that use competing search engines. The latest fine pushes the total assessed against the company to more than $9 billion. Ouch. Two, the Border Patrol was forced to release dozens of illegal aliens into the country this week, and it will continue because there is no room at the inn. There's simply nowhere to put anybody else that's caught coming into the country illegally. Crisis? What crisis? And number one, Beto O'Rourke, the Democrat flavor of the day and current media darling, says he supports the rights of mothers to decide what happens pretty much no matter what, and dismisses a college kid asking him about giving medical aid to a child that actually survives an abortion attempt. I am telling you, this is the issue that will permanently sink the Democrat Party.
It simply seeks to keep babies alive that have been born alive.
The way that I would approach your question and this issue generally is to trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies.
Again, I wanted to revisit that because, again, the child has now been born. It's not about a woman's body. It's about a live birth, a new human life that somehow miraculously survived abortion, like we've had discussed on this program with abortion survivors in the past couple of weeks. And the young man laid out the question, although he, you know, a little nervous, but he laid it out well, saying this has nothing to do with abortion. I want you to hear this one more time. If you haven't heard it so far, I want you to hear this because it's important to evaluate what's being asked. He's not talking about abortion. He's talking about a child who beats the odds and survives an abortion attempt and is delivered as a live birth. It's bite number five. Go.
I wanted to ask you about a recent bill that just went through the Senate about 2 weeks ago. And the bill was that if an abortion was performed on a viable fetus and the fetus survived the abortion, the doctor would then be compelled to give that living baby the same care as any other pregnancy baby that came out and put that baby through the care. Would you support this bill that does not in any way limit abortion and simply seeks to keep babies alive that have been born alive?
Thank you for the question. The way that I would approach your question and this issue generally is to trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies. When we talk about universal guarantee, high quality health care for everyone in this country,
universal high quality health care for everyone in this country, I'm not including newborns that survive an abortion attempt. Apparently, universal health care does not extend to newborns under certain circumstances in the world of Beto O'Rourke and other Democrats. Universal health care only applies to those they say it applies to. And trust me, that's true. Universal health care will only apply to those that they say deserve it. The independent payment advisory boards will be the ones who decide whether or not you get a hip replacement or heart bypass surgery, or apparently get life-saving medical attention after having the gall to be born alive. How dare you be born alive, child? We tried to abort you. What the hell's wrong? How dare you? So the radicalization of the Democrat platform is breathtaking. I wonder how Joe Biden is going to answer this question. Because this question is going to come up time and again. If you haven't noticed, there's a movement afoot. There's a movement afoot by conservatives and evangelicals to infiltrate these town hall type events and ask every candidate on camera how they feel about late term, third trimester abortions, how they feel about giving medical care to a child that's been delivered alive. These questions are going to happen, and they're going to happen over and over again. And this is why the Democrats won't come to a Fox News town hall or a Fox News debate, because they might actually get asked a question that matters. They might actually get asked a question that's not about climate change and free college for everyone. No, they're going to be asked about abortion on demand, up to up to birth and sometimes afterward. Beto O'Rourke is no better than a butcher. He's a guy with very little substance and apparently no spine to tell the truth, because anybody with a conscience or a soul, of course you give medical treatment to a child that's been born alive, regardless of the circumstance. You don't fall back to some talking point. I believe in the woman's right to make decisions about her own body. That's great. It's not her. We're talking about a live birth. We're talking about a live birth. But the targets for the Democrats, it's a target-rich environment for them trying to destroy the institutions of America. Of course, this week it's all about the Electoral College. We must destroy the Electoral College. So I did a little bit of math yesterday, and it's important for you to know that nationally, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016 by 2.8 million votes. Her margin of victory in California was 3.5 million votes. She carried almost 62% in California. Levels not seen since FDR was running for president. Hillary Clinton got 62% of the vote in California with a 3.5 million vote margin. I bring this to your attention because it's extremely important when you talk about this national popular vote compact. If that comes to pass, we might as well just let California choose who the president's going to be, because California will dictate to the rest of us. Now, it's not constitutional. It is absolutely not constitutional to give an end run and disenfranchise me, a voter in a small state, in pursuit of giving those in the big states dominion and power over the rest of us. So here's the, take this to your next little Thanksgiving get-together, whatever it might be. Hillary Clinton won California by 3.5 million votes. Nationally, she won by 2.8 million votes. So if not for California, Donald Trump did win the popular vote in America by about 600,000 votes. If you add up the popular vote in 49 states, plus the District of Columbia, Donald Trump wins the popular vote by 600,000 votes nationwide, except for a very lopsided victory by Hillary Clinton in California. The outcome would be different. The conversation would be different. Consider that when you think about the national popular vote, because small states would never get visited. Iowa, forgotten. New Hampshire, ignored. Michigan, for the most part, no, they'd come to Detroit, maybe Grand Rapids. That'd be it. No place else. No reason ever to go anywhere else. They'd go to the big media markets. They'd go to Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Tampa. That's where they would go. They'd have no reason to go to the Dakotas or Montana or Wyoming or Mississippi. And yes, Donald Trump went to Mississippi. He went to Alabama. He went to these smaller states and campaigned, despite what the Democrats would have you believe. Just because they forgot Wisconsin doesn't mean we did, right? All right, 14 after. How you doing? Doing good? It's March Madness Thursday, tip-off. Just a few minutes after noon today of the big tournament, of course. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.